The Blue Mountains Council has once again deferred making a decision on a staff recommendation to switch to a fully digitized system for residents to register for Freetown parking in 2025. At its meeting on December 2, Council put off making a decision about the parking registration system until its meeting on December 16. Council requested a written report from staff with more data about the current parking system. This was the second time Council decided not to make a decision on the matter. At its Committee of the Whole meeting on November 18, Council deferred the matter, requesting more information from staff. In 2024, residents were able to attend Town Hall and register their license plates with town officials to ensure they were not ticketed when using paid parking areas in the town. However, Council also allowed residents to purchase, for $5, a physical parking pass that could be hung from rear-view mirrors. Council allowed the hybrid system after hearing concerns from residents that they were unable to park for free when using the vehicles of friends and family who were visiting from out of town. Prior to 2024, all residents received two physical parking permits in the mail that they were free to use in any vehicle they liked. Town staff have recommended the town move to a fully digitized parking registration system for 2025 and that all physical passes be eliminated. The town has new software that allows a resident to go online and register their license plate directly. The prime concern expressed by members of council was ensuring that residents without access to the internet or who do not own a smartphone were able to register in the new system. "Will they be accommodated?" asked Kaun. June Porter. Town staff said residents can attend town hall in person and register their vehicles directly with town staff to be entered into the system. Staff also explained that the software allows residents to go online, create an account and register vehicles of friends and families to be able to use town-paid parking lots at a reduced fee of $5 per day. Members of council also wanted to ensure that residents who don't own a car, but who get rides to their in-town appointments from non-residents would be able to access the system for free resident parking. Members of council also asked if residents could register over the phone. Debbie Young, the town's manager of bylaw and licensing, said citizens in those circumstances could be accommodated by attending town hall to register the vehicle's information with town staff. Staff also noted that they could work out a way to have a vehicle registered over the phone. Young delivered her report verbally at the meeting and council decided to hold off on a final decision on the parking registration system until December 16, when a written report could be presented.